up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
And here we go again. It's another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Great old-time music for the next hour right here on wherever the heck you happen to be listening to it, I guess. You know, in today's world, it's really hard to tell. I was just having a conversation with somebody today, as a matter of fact. I say, you know, I got a relatively new car. It's a 2014, and I thought, you know, there are so many options, because it's mind-boggling. You have AM radio, you have FM radio, you have satellite radio, you have a CD player, and this car has a built-in hard drive right in the dashboard. It's called the jukebox, that you can just put your own songs into, thousands of songs you can put in a CD and push the button to have that sucked right into the hard drive, so you don't even need the CDs with you. Then I get into the car and it automatically connects via Bluetooth to my phone, which lets me stream, you know, 3G, 4G, LTE, whatever it is, stuff. So you can listen to Shoutcast and I Love Radio and hundreds of thousands of radio station streams that don't even use a third-party service like that. Just Shoutcast is like 250,000 different stations and streams on it. The possibilities are nearly limitless. And on one of those, somewhere, you're listening to the Oompa Hour right now. So we thank you for listening to the show out of all those hundreds and thousands of things you could possibly be listening to right now. And here you are listening to Norm Dombrowski and the Happy Notes do the spinning wheel polka off an old beat-up 45. It's amazing technology, isn't it?
Spinning dreams of an old-fashioned garden and the maid with her old-fashioned bow. Sometimes it seems that I can hear her in the twilight at the organ softly singing sweet and low. There's an old spinning wheel in the parlor, spinning dreams of the long, long ago. There's an old spinning wheel in the parlor, spinning dreams of the long, long ago. Spinning dreams of an old-fashioned garden and a maid with her old-fashioned bow. Sometimes it seems that I can hear her in the twilight at the organ softly singing sweet and low. There's an old spinning wheel in the parlor, spinning dreams of a long, long ago.
There you go. Norm Dombrowski and his Happy Notes get us rolling on the Oompa Hour this week. And the Spinning Wheel Polka. And, wow, Jess, I just, like, started the show right off with some crazy rambling, didn't I? I don't know if this is going to be another one of those weeks or what here. I didn't even mention that the show is brought to you this week by A World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin. I didn't even mention that you can always email the Oompa Hour at oompahour@mail.com. If you had a hankering to do that, you can make a dedication or request a song or a band or just say hi, whatever you wanted to do. I neglected to mention that we're on Facebook now, and you can find us at facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. I didn't mention any of that stuff when we got started, so now I feel better we got that taken care of. And I have Lawrence Dukow now and his Red Raven Orchestra out of Potter, Wisconsin, it says here. And this song, we must have played this by 10 different bands so far. In fact, I see we even had the Ron Harvey Orchestra do this a couple of times. But here's Larry and the Red Raven Orchestra. This is Just Another Polka.
This is just another polka, just another polka. But oh, what a girl in my arms. Am I in heaven since we met? Is this the Philharmonic playing Romeo and Juliet?
No!
Just another polka, like any other polka, but somehow the music has charm. This is just another polka, but holy smoker, oh, what a girl in my arms. Just another polka.
Play the Six Fat Dutchman polka!
Just another polka.
Play Frankie Yankovic's polka.
Another polka.
Play Romy Gaz's polka.
Just another polka.
Play Johnny Pecan's polka.
Another polka.
Play Whoopi John's polka.
Just another polka.
Let's sing Lawrence Dukow's polka.
I love to polka.
Another polka, like any other polka, but somehow the music has charm. This is just another polka, but holy smoker, oh, what a girl in my planet can. Oh, what a girl in my arms.
There you go, just another polka there. Lawrence Dukow, his Red Raven Orchestra. Of course, Eddie Fisher also had a hit with that, and I don't have the Eddie Fisher version handy, but I think at some point we're going to have to play that one too. But anyway, it's just another polka, and I have a waltz. Is it too early in the show for a waltz? Oh, why not? Sometimes we even have more than one. I have the Klaus Trio out of New Ulm, Minnesota, and here's Granny's Waltz on Tim's Oompa Hour.
Thank you.
There we go, a little waltzing for you. Granny's Waltz and the Klaus Trio here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old time oldies show, all the great old time records just laying around here waiting to be played. And I'll tell you what, this record's been sitting here, for 3 or 4 weeks now, and I haven't played it, and it's because I know we've played it before, and it's one of those records, you know, I've talked about this before, where it just seems like it's such a common record that you don't need to play it very often, because everybody's heard it a million times. But it's still a fun record, and you know, in today's world, it's horribly politically incorrect as well. So hey, I guess what better reason to play Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks? And here's the Too Fat Polka.
Here's a silly ditty, you can't sing it right away. Now here is what you say, so sing it while you may. Here's a silly jingle you can't sing at night or noon. Here's the words, that's all you need, cause I just sang the tune.
Yoi, ayo, nechu, tiyu, zemi, ona de bella. Ona de bella. Yoi, ona de bella. Ayo, nechu, tiyu, zemi, ona de bella. De bella, de bella, ona de bella. I get dizzy, I get numbo when I'm dancing with my jumbo.
I'm the one you can have, she's too fat for me. Too fat for me, doggone fat for me. Oh, I'm the one you can have, she's too fat for me. Rose too fat, too fat, she's too fat for me.
Can she dance up a hill? No, 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 no. Can she dance a quadrille? No, 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 no. Does she fit in my coop? By herself she's a group. Could she possibly sit upon my knee? No, no, no. She's a twosome, she's a foursome. If she'd lose some, I would like her more some. I don't want her, you can have her. She's too fat for me, she's too fat for me, she's too fat for me. I don't want her, you can have her. She's too fat for me. De bella,
troppo grass.
She's too fat for me. Hey!
All right, Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks. Here at Tim's Oompa Hour, it's your old-time oldie show. Would the song be as popular if it wasn't about being fat, if it was just different lyrics that went to the exact same music? I've often wondered about things like that, but I wonder about a lot of weird things from time to time. So I think what I think is we should probably play another record, huh? It's Little Richard and his Shy Tones up next. Not the Little Richard who sang Tutti Frutti and a wop wop a loo bop wop bam boom and all that stuff. Totally different Little Richard, but I think it's weird that they have the same name, you know. But anyway, it's the To the Bar Polka, Little Richard and his Shy Tones.
Thank you.
Yeah, Little Richard and his Shy Tones there, to the Bar Polka on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. And, hey, the only place you're ever going to hear an awful lot of these records is right here on this show, because a lot of this stuff was never re-released in digital format or put out on CDs. And a lot of the other... There's a lot of great polka shows out there, by the way. They're, you know, it's not like I'm doing something horribly unique here. But I think we're the only one that's playing them all off of records. There are some others playing records. But so many of these songs, you know, they only made so many of them. And they just, you know, they're getting lost to the sands of time. So hopefully by doing this show and getting these tunes out there, you know, once the digital stuff hits the interwebs, you know, it could circulate forever, because I know that we're heard on podcasts and streaming internet stations and stuff like that. So the show, even though I'm playing records, these all eventually, this whole show winds up as a big fat giant MP3 file that winds up at radio stations and web streamers and podcasters and stuff all over the world. And hopefully the music will be able to spread from there a little bit, you know? All right, Tony Jambor and his band on the way next. Yes, it's another waltz already in the show this hour, which seems a little crazy to me. Tony Jambor and the band, though, he used to have the Bellray Ballroom there in Moundsview, Minnesota. I think it was Moundsview. It was right there in the suburbs, and which one you're in kind of just changes as you drive down the highway, and there's really no defining line, you know. But when I was a kid, they lived down the street from us a couple of houses, and he had that big, colorful Tony Jambor and his orchestra trailer parked in the yard that I assume they always used to haul band instruments around in and stuff. And when I was a kid, I thought, man, it'd be cool to have a big, colorful trailer like that and have a band and everything. So it kind of left a little indelible mark in my head since I was a little kid. But anyway, Tony Jambor and the band now. Here is the Westphalia Waltz. Pretty big sound there. The Westphalia Waltz, Tony Jambor, his band here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, spinning all these great old-time records for you once again this week. And we have played many different versions of the Peanuts Polka. That's one of those polkas. There's no singing in it. But you always recognize it, and you know, hey, that's the Peanuts Polka. No, it has nothing to do with Charlie Brown. But it's a very recognizable kind of a standard of the polka world. And believe it or not, we've been doing this show all these weeks, and we have never heard the Happy Louie version of the Peanuts Polka. And I think it's time we took care of that right now. Peanuts Polka and Happy Louie Band here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old time oldie show. I have Dick Rogers and his television recording orchestra on the way next. What is the difference between an orchestra and a band? Some of these guys, they say it's a band and they sound the same as the guys that say it's an orchestra. I don't know. I thought an orchestra had to have like violins in it or something. That's a symphony orchestra. I don't know. But anyway, before we get to Dick Rogers and his television recording orchestra, I want to mention the World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin, and invite you to stop by. You want to hear a sad thing? Last weekend, I drove right by the World of Accordions Museum, and I didn't stop in. Well, first of all, it was a Saturday afternoon, and I don't think they were open. And second of all, this is like a super geeky thing. I was at a ham radio swap meet where all the ham radio geeks get together and buy and sell and argue about equipment. And it started at 9 in the morning. I got there early so I could park near the place. I spent 4 hours buying basically junk and hauling it out to the car. And by the time I left, even if the museum was open when I drove by, I was too darn pooped to even consider it. But you should. In fact, it would make a great destination spot for you in the Duluth Superior area, which is beautiful, especially summertime like this, traveling in the North Shore and the waterfalls and the Superior hiking trail. And it's gorgeous. It's great if you're camping or if you're RVing or if you're just staying in the hotels. But make it a point to stop in at the World of Accordions Museum. It's in the Harrington Arts Center, right on Belknap Street in Superior. It's pretty easy to find, actually, once you get into Superior, Wisconsin there. Not far from the Blotnick Bridge, actually. But stop by. I saw somebody say now, they were there a couple of months ago, they have 1,400 accordions on display now. All sorts of them, from the very beginnings of the instrument to the latest technology ones with digital sound and all kinds of fancy stuff in them. You wouldn't believe. And they have all the research materials, the history and repairs and the music and the composers and books and advertising and magazines and newsletters. There's a lot of association newsletters from polka clubs, music student reference sections, recordings, videos. You wouldn't believe they've got the performing arts theater there. And, man, they have, like, the world's only accordion and concertina repair and technician school. It's a pretty cool thing. And you want to check with them before you make a special trip there to be sure they're going to be open. And if they weren't going to be open but you were going to stop, they may make arrangements to open it up for you. So check it out online, museum.accordionworld.org, because it's pretty darn cool. A World of Accordions Museum, Superior, Wisconsin. Check it out, all right? Dick Rogers and his television recording orchestra are here now to perform Sick, Sober, and Sorry.
With a gal in Milwaukee. Oh, what a beautiful dream. We had three or four and then several more, and that's when I went off my beam.
Sick, sober, and sorry, broke, disgusted, and sad. Sick, sober, and sorry, but look at the fun that I had.
The jukebox so loudly was playing, each couple was having a ball. But all of those gals are sweethearts and pals, I'll bet I am sicker than all.
Sick, sober, and sorry, broke, disgusted, and sad. Sick, sober, and sorry, but look at the fun that I had.
The clock on the wall said it's later, in fact it was 22:40. In spite of my pride, they kicked me outside, they locked and they bolted that door.
Sick, sober, and sorry, broke, disgusted, and sad. Sick, sober, and sorry, but look at the fun that I had.
Outside I was hailing a taxi, I got one this time without fail. It sported a star, I never got far, it was only two blocks to the jail.
Sick, sober, and sorry, broke, disgusted, and sad. Sick, sober, and sorry, but look at the fun that I had.
Yes, Dick Rogers and his television recording orchestra, Sick, Sober, and Sorry, here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. We're just going to press on with a little Jimmy Sturr in the orchestra. Here's the Grandma's Feather Bed Polka.
We'll be right back.
Mighty enthusiastic trumpeting there. Jimmy Sturr in the orchestra, Grandma's Featherbed Polka. Here on Tim's Oompa Hour, it is your old-time oldies show. Always remember, you can contact us here at the Oompa Hour with a little email action. It's just Oompa Hour, one word, two O's, Oompa. Actually, it's one word, two O's, and two H's. It's Oompa, O-O-M-P-A-H-H-O-U-R, all one word. So you got double O, double H, Oompa. Hour@mail.com. Also, be sure to like us on Facebook if you're one of those technological people, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. And you'll find us lurking right there. The Dyna Dukes are on the way next. Here's the Sweethearts in Heaven Polka.
I should go first and leave you behind, to face life alone, just bear this in mind, that I will be waiting, if heaven's my fate, to take you by the hand, just inside the pearly gates. Will there be sweethearts in heaven, after we cross the line? If the angels have sweethearts, then I want you for mine. Now I'd be a tramp and sleep in the street, or I'd be a beggar with rags on my feet, if I knew for sure, when the time comes to part, someday in heaven, you'd be my sweetheart. Will there be sweethearts in heaven, after we cross the line? If the angels have sweethearts, then I want you for mine.
I was a little concerned about that song when I grabbed it, because Sweethearts in Heaven, I'm thinking, is this there? Yeah, that's kind of creepy or morbid or something. Same when they're dying, they're still going to be sweethearts in heaven. That, I'm sorry, that's just kind of yucky. I mean, it's a nice thought and all, don't get me wrong, but I don't want to hear about dying, for Pete's sake. It's supposed to be happy music. Anyway, wow, after that, we'll press on. And now, you know, I've told you before, every now and then, we have a record that's a little gray around the edges. Might have, you know, might not be in the best condition. In fact, this record actually had crud on it. That's what we'll call it, crud, goobers, if you will. And I was like, I don't know if that's going to play. And normally, I would, you know, clean them ahead of time, because I kind of, but I didn't. I was being lazy. And so we're going to try this one just as she is and see what happens here. That's a great record anyway, from the North Star Music Company in St. Paul, Minnesota. St. Paul 4, Minnesota. Remember zone numbers before we had zip codes? Yeah. Art Fitch and the Polka Dots, here's La Paloma. I hope. Let's give it a spin, shall we? That didn't play too bad, huh? La Paloma, Art Fitch and his Polka Dots. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it's your old-time oldie show. It's amazing the stuff you find when you start digging through these records, I tell you. How many different versions of the clarinet polka are there? Probably as many different versions as there are of the Peanuts polka, and In Heavens There Is No Beer, and the Just Another Polka polka. Oh, that's funny, the Just Another Polka polka. That's technically what it would be, wouldn't it? Because it's Just Another Polka, referring to the fact that it is indeed another polka, but yet it is a polka. So it would be the Just Another Polka polka, wouldn't it? But anyway, that's not where we're going. We've already been there today. Another version of the clarinet polka, though. Here's the Hank Holler Orchestra. And it's a holler? Haller. H-A-L-L-E-R. It's not holler. Like, you know, Butcher Holler with Loretta Lynn. Could be Haller, Hank Haller Orchestra. Now I'm not sure, and I'm kind of disappointed now because I like to try to say the names right whenever I possibly can, but one way or the other, it is the clarinet polka. Thank you. Okay, Hank Haller Orchestra, the clarinet polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. And still time to get a few more songs in here. Oh, yeah, you betcha. I think, though, another waltz. Huh? Why, I'm sorry. I know you like to boogie. Oh, man. And this is terrible because the record label is in German, and I am of German descent. Although I grew up in Northeast Minneapolis in my dad's drugstore, which was located on the ground floor, and the PNA Hall was up above. That's the Polish National Alliance. And they always had wedding receptions there every weekend. And I had a severe, what's the word? Exposure to great Polish polka music. So I kind of got a little mix of everything. But anyway, I have an Elmer Scheid record here out of Soma Records in Minneapolis. And it's Dyborin Hochzeit Waltz. You think that's right? Dyborin Hochzeit Waltz, which if you translate that to English, just means the country wedding waltz, which is much easier to say. At least if you're, you know, here. But anyway, Elmer Scheid and the band on Tim's Oompa Hour. There you go, a little Elmer Scheid music there, and the country wedding waltz. I'll just stick to the English translation on that from here on out, I think. But anyway, there you go, here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Time to snap it up a little bit. Here's the Eddie Wojcik Orchestra, and the It's All Right Polka.
Thank you.
All Right Polka, Eddie Wojcik and his orchestra, here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show, and I need to remind you of all the important things, like brought to you this week by the folks at A World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin. If you're in the area, check it out right there on Belknap Street in the Harrington Arts Center. Also, remember, you can always get to us via email at oompahour@mail.com. That's two O's, two H's, oompahour@mail.com. And on Facebook, too. Darn it anyway, at facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. So if you have a record you'd like to request, or a band you'd like to hear from, or you just have a question, like, why are you doing this? Feel free to either track us down on Facebook, or send us an email, or shoot off a flare gun, or whatever works for you. All right, I think we're going to get in one more here this week. Yeah, maybe one more. I have Ray Champa and his Polka Champs. And that's a great name for a band. I should go through and just make a list of some of the more special band names to me. But anyway, this is on Picnic Records. And right away, it makes me hungry, you know. But then I start thinking about ants, and then the whole picnic idea goes away. But anyway, here's the Hickory Polka, Ray Champa and his Polka Champs on Tim's Oompa Hour. There you go, Ray Champa and his Polka Champs there, the Hickory Polka, here on Tim's Oompa Hour. And by golly, it looks like that's going to wrap up another show already, if you can believe that. Yeah, wouldn't worry about it, though, because there's a lot more records, because we'll be back to do it again next week anyway. So we'll let Dick Pillar and the boys roll us home today.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbors sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim's Oompa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in beautiful downtown Bovee, Minnesota, up there on the Iron Range, yeah, sure. And brought to you by A World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin. We'll be back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.